Roseanne's rapid downfall.
I think we have to turn it into a teaching moment.
Missouri's embattled governor quits.
Let us walk off the battlefield with our heads held high.
Evacuations in North Carolina.
I've never seen that much water in one place at one time.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Home Advisor.
Good morning, I'm Peter King. In a series of overnight tweets, Roseanne Barr has apologized for a racist tweet, but also says she's tired of being attacked and belittled. After ABC canceled her top-rated TV show, other networks have followed, pulling reruns of her original sitcom. More from correspondent Vladimir Duthier.
Valerie Jarrett, the senior Obama advisor Barr compared to an ape, told a town hall last night she received a personal apology from Disney CEO Bob Iger.
He said that he had zero tolerance for that sort of racist, bigoted comment, and he wanted me to know before he made it public that he was canceling his show.
Last night, Barr tweeted, "Guys, I did something unforgivable, so do not defend me. It was 2 a.m. and I was ambient tweeting."
I think that they knew what they were getting into with Roseanne.
Entertainment Tonight co-host Kevin Frazier says, by trying to reach Trump supporters, ABC took a huge risk on Barr.
We should learn more today about a deal between prosecutors and Missouri Governor Eric Greitens, who's resigned office effective Friday. Greitens faces felony charges on political fundraising, and there are other accusations as well. More from KMOX Radio's Alex Degman.
I love Missouri, and I love our people. That love remains.
Greitens did not take any questions and didn't talk about the various charges against him other than to say he didn't break any laws.
I will let the fairness of this process be judged by history.
Meantime, some Missouri lawmakers say their investigation into the governor will continue. A felony indictment in February accused Greitens of taking an unauthorized and compromising photo of a St. Louis woman during an affair in 2015 before he was governor. Alex Degman for CBS News, St. Louis.
Heavy rain and a mudslide have forced hundreds from their homes in western North Carolina. Flash flood warnings are up for McDowell County because of an imminent threat. Here's CBS's Jim Crisula.
A dam is failing on Lake Tahoma east of Asheville, and 2,000 people have been evacuated overnight.
It's a surprise and a shock because I've never seen that much water. It was an experience that you really don't want to go through again.
There have been many swift water rescues across western North Carolina with dozens of roads flooded.
The results of a study on Puerto Rico and Hurricane Maria are stunning. After an early death count of 64, researchers say the real numbers are well into the thousands. CBS's David Begno is there.
The Harvard study researchers surveyed more than 3,000 homes around the island and found the mortality rate rose 62% in the 3 months after Hurricane Maria compared to that period the year before. Researchers concluded the final death count could be as high as 8,500. Domingo Marquez was a lead author on the study.
One third of our deaths were reported because of lack of medical treatment.
A White House spokesperson said the people of Puerto Rico deserve nothing less than transparency and accountability.
A top North Korean official is getting ready for a meeting with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo as the U.S. and the North try to revive the canceled June 12th summit. It's been 18 years since the last top-level meeting between the two countries on U.S. soil. The Russia probe has reportedly taken a new turn, with the special counsel looking into presidential pressure on the attorney general. Let's go live to the White House, CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Well, we've known for about a year now that the president was deeply disappointed in Jeff Sessions' decision to recuse himself from the Russia investigation. But the New York Times reports Robert Mueller is now interested in learning more about that. Sources tell CBS News it's become a matter of interest for Mueller over the past couple of months as he probes whether the president has obstructed justice. In particular, the Times says Mueller wants to know more about a March 2017 dinner at Mar-a-Lago at which the president was said to have urged Sessions to reverse his recusal to keep better tabs on the Russia investigation. Attorneys for Mr. Trump argue that such a desire would have been a presidential prerogative and none of the special counsel's business. Peter?
There's a truce between Israelis and Palestinians after some of the most violent confrontations since the fighting began. Here's CBS's Robert Berger.
Hamas and other Palestinian militant factions have agreed to a ceasefire after their biggest mortar and rocket barrages on southern Israel since the Gaza War 4 years ago. Egypt brokered the truce after Israel hit Gaza with dozens of airstrikes.
Shelters along the southern border are being pushed to the limit, with children whose parents face charges for trying to enter the country illegally. We get more live from CBS's Gary Nunn.
Nearly 11,000 migrant children are in federal custody right now, most separated from their parents as a result of the Trump administration's zero-tolerance crackdown on families across the border illegally. The number of kids has spiked 21% in the past month. With shelters at 95% capacity, the family separation problem is growing. Health and Human Services promising to add more space as soon as possible. At a rally last night, CBS's Major Garrett reports that President Trump talked about immigration.
In the end, Mexico's paying for the wall.
On the road in Nashville, President Trump brought out a golden campaign oldie.
And they're going to enjoy it, okay?
Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto was watching and tweeted, Mexico will never pay for a wall, not now, not ever.
The hotter it gets, the worse they do. That's the bottom line of a 13-year study that shows a significant link between student achievement scores and warmer temperatures. Researchers from Harvard and other schools say there's a simple solution. Just crank the AC. On Hawaii's Big Island, it's now 112 structures gone, 71 of them homes, with the Kilauea volcano showing no signs of quieting down. CBS's Carter Evans is there.
Health authorities are warning of a new hazard. It's called Pele's hair.
It's like glass. It's fragile. It's lightweight.
As Marianne Farrell got ready to leave her home in Leilani Estates for perhaps the last time, she showed us the rocks with glass fibers that can irritate the skin and eyes and lungs if inhaled.
This stuff is all over. It's all around your house.
All over my catchment.
It's raining down.
In Las Vegas, a jury says illusionist David Copperfield, the MGM Grand Hotel, and others were negligent but not responsible for a British man who was hurt while participating in the show. They say he cannot seek monetary damages. What you hear at your favorite restaurant may determine what you eat.
You've probably been in a restaurant with soft music playing in the background. It's calming, doesn't interfere with the conversation. And did you know you're more likely to eat healthier? University of South Florida researchers studied diners while subjecting them to different kinds of music. And guess what happened? When they played loud, raucous music, people ate more. They also tended to eat things they shouldn't, rocking out to more meat, cheese, greasy stuff, and don't forget the beer. Jim Shanaby, CBS News.
A survey by the New York State Comptroller's Office says the four most populous states racked up the highest amount of credit card debt last year. California leads the way with nearly $107 billion, followed by Texas, Florida, and New York. That's the World News Roundup from Wednesday, May 30th, 2018. I'm Peter King, CBS News.